Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks have one more game to play before the holidays begin, and they find themselves in a first versus last scenario tonight. Their opponent, the last-place Colorado Avalanche, who ride a five-game losing streak into Chicago tonight. The Avs are hungry for goals and wins. Corey Crawford is back in the Hawks' net, and the boys will need to help him out here tonight, especially early on. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between Taves and McKinnon, and Taves wins this one decisively down in on Corey Crawford. He moves the puck away on the right wing to Nicholas Jalmerson. Jordan Tutu enters the Avs zone on a breakaway down the slot between the legs with a shot. Oh, and Calvin Pickard goes down and makes the save with the pads and then covers with the glove and holds on. Boy, if that goes in the net, that's on every highlight reel in the world. Jordan Tutu, a guy you'd never expect to do something like that, worked it through his legs right in front of the net and got a shot on goal. Landeskog's got it. Chases it to the left wing corner, reverses directions on Seabrook, took it behind the net, and then is impaled against the glass with a check from Seabrook. Hawks get the puck back. And Aaron to the left dot, to Keith in the slot, shoots, save made, rebound, score! Panarin from along the goal line left of the net, jams one toward the Colorado Canes. It may have deflected off of Taves and in, but it's a power play goal. And the Hawks lead 1-0. Keith gave the puck away right circle and a pass and a shot and a big save by Crawford. Mikko Rantanen was on the doorstep and Crawford somehow got in front of that with the stick and knocked it out of the crease. That's a save of the game for the Hawks. Barry in the high slot. Drops it top of the right circle. Back to Barry with one-timer. Crawford down with a butterfly save. Rebound shot. Crawford a big save with a chest. A follow-up shot by Aginla. Crawford got in front of that one as well. Mikko Rantanen behind the Hawk net. To the left wing corner, McKinnon, top of the right circle, Barry fires, they score! This deflects off somebody in front of the Hawk net, might have been Jalmerson, but the Avalanche have tied the score at one. McKinnon along the right board's Hawk zone. He spins it into the high slot, Landeskog fired, turned away by Crawford, scrambling save, and Crawford falls down and stacks the pads and knocks it out of there. Hawks dodge a bullet. Yelena with the puck in the far circle, Colorado zone, center through the air, right onto the stick of Como down the slot, Hawks zone, shoots Crawford, a big save as he goes down to the butterfly. And he robs Blake Como of the go-ahead goal. It was a perfect pass from the Colorado zone onto the stick of Como. He caught it between the circles in the Hawks zone and rolled in on Crawford, got away a shot, but Crawford slammed the door. Jalmerson chips it away into the far corner to Seabrook with five. Lifts it at the center ice. Hartman's got it with two. Hartman racing into the end zone. Backhand shot at the horn. Sails just wide. 60 minutes have come and gone. And the Blackhawks and the Avalanche will try and decide this one in overtime. The Hawks control off the draw. Jalmerson racing back into the Hawk zone. Gathers in the puck. Gave it to Patrick Kane. Through center ice over the Av line. Lost the puck into the far circle. Tyson Barry the other way. Here's Barry, hands it off to McKinnon over the Hawk line, down the right wing, moves in, shoots, he scores! And the Colorado Avalanche win this one in overtime, 25 seconds into the overtime frame. Nathan McKinnon with a shot from the right circle, hits the inside of the post and ricochets past Corey Crawford. And the Avalanche win here tonight, 2-1.